Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, let's say good morning to our Scott Sean Scotts. Just listening to that whole beer conversation that we just had, would you drink that beer?
Not right now, Simi, because I'm on a little break from beer. But real world, in normal days, I would probably give it a shot. Yeah.
And how long has your break from beer been?
Actually, yesterday was a full month, March 21st to April 21st. And that's the
longest.
Thank you. Yeah, that's the longest I've gone without having a drink probably in over 20 years. So
congratulations. Is no small thing.
Thank you.
Well done.
I've kind of been embracing the sober curious movement, you know, like.
Wait a minute. You told us about this. So you did it for the show and then you decided I'm going to try this?
Yeah, I just, you know, there's a lot sort of going on in my world right now. And I just felt like this is something that I can control. You know, that no matter what happens around me, you know, kids, summer break is coming up, all these type of things. I have control over this one area of my life, and I'm going to do something that makes me happy and makes me proud of myself.
Well, I think that's wonderful. Good job. Also, how did you manage the hockey game last night? Because I know you love to celebrate the Canucks.
Absolutely. And I actually went out on Saturday night to watch the Leafs lose in spectacular fashion as well. They got pummeled by the Boston Bruins, and I drank non-alcoholic beer because there are some really great non-alcoholic beer options out there.
Yes.
Right now, and nobody seemed to bat an eye at the table when I ordered non-alcoholic beer, and it was great because my two friends who were there, you know, the hockey game is 2.5 hours, so you have, you know, if you're drinking the whole time, that's a lot of beer, and I had four non-alcoholic beers. I wouldn't drink four regular beers. I'd be on my butt, you know, but I had four cans of non-alcoholic beer, and my bill was $20. And I walked out of there feeling great, feeling fine because
normally you still felt like you had had beer.
Yes, exactly. Totally social. No one batted an eye. It just comes to the table.
Wonderful.
Just like any other drink. And I think it's just because you're so used to leaving a restaurant after 2 hours or a bar or a pub or whatever and feeling kind of sloshy.
Woozy, yes.
Yeah. And I'm just like, this is great. I don't feel tired. I can get in my car and drive home. This is fantastic. So I did that again last night. Was out with five guys to watch and celebrate the Canucks. And same thing. Felt great. Was right in the atmosphere. I'm like, why have I not been doing this forever?
I don't know. That's a wonderful thing to hear, though. I love it. Oh, also wanted to ask you about Earth Day today.
Yes.
So are you marking this?
I am. I care about the planet.
I know
I think
you
it's
do.
An important thing. But I also think that, you know, there are a lot of things that we reach too high for, you know, I'm never going to give up my car. A lot of people can't switch to fully electric, you know, I don't think we're going to give up a gas stove in my house, those type of things. But Yale University, you know, the smart kids, they came up with three simple things that everyone could be doing that could help the planet. And they're really easy. And the best thing about this, Simi, is they also will save you money. Number one is stop wasting your leftovers. They found that this is a big thing. A lot of us cook.
Yes.
Keep leftovers in the fridge, and those leftovers often just end up going in the garbage, right? Don't do that. Either A, cook less, right? And then if you're hungry after, you know, have a little snack, or B, plan to eat the leftovers or find a better way to reuse them. The second one was stop overusing napkins or switch to fabric napkins because we're wasting too much. You don't need to be that messy of an eater, you know? Be a little cleaner in your eating. That's something that they feel like everyone can do. And number three, I will admit, Simi, that this is one that I need to take more ownership of in my own life, is using reusable bags. Keeping your reusable bag in the car and not...
You should see my car.
Is it full of them?
Yes. Some that are in my actual bag that I take with me into a store, and then a whole bunch that I have in my car.
Yeah, because every time you go into the store, you forget about them. So you're like, I'll just get two bags. You know, cost you 50 cents. And then you end up putting those bags in your... You get a lot more than two.
I carried... groceries out if I forget my bag. I carry them out to the car in my arms.
You just punish yourself.
I just think, oh man, like I can't do this again. So, and I reuse the paper bags that I get too. So that's fine. But I do like to not take a bag whenever I can.
Yeah. And again, like it's just a little bit of money, but it will save you money, but it's a really hard one. But again, it's just a matter of habit, like forming that habit, practicing it, getting into it. And those things will, you know, it's the collective, the sum of all of these things added up that is going to make a difference. And so those are three things from the people at Yale University. You could start doing them today.
The leftovers one is a tough one. And I would love to hear from people out there about how they do that. Because we've had an adjustment at our house now with no kids around anymore. You buy less, you eat less, you make less. But that has been a huge thing for me to learn how to make less.
See, but the thing is, when you do have leftovers, you often bring them into the station and we all
get
to eat
them. Not the dinner stuff, but like the dessert stuff for sure. Yeah, I feed these people here. But
don't stop doing that.
I'm curious to know how people deal with their like their dinner leftovers and like, you know, what do you do with that? So what are your plans for it? Let me know. Simi@cknw.com. Scott, thank you.
Happy Earth Day.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.